Welcome back to What Would Sam Say? This is your host, Sam, and it is 8:22 in the morning, and I am recording because I did not have time any other time to do this. It's Monday morning, and I am so sorry. I'm going to get this out on time, though, still, but I am not a morning person, and this is an advice podcast from a Christian perspective, and I am going to do my best. I did get some fan mail I'm mega excited about, and I'm going to respond to those and read them to everybody else, and it's going to be great. I have been very excited about this. I want to give a shout out to my friends who are supporting me in my endeavor that have listened. Shannon and Abby and Dave, for listening. It's awesome that I'm sure Andrea listened too. Actually, that's Dave's wife. She's my actual friend. Dave's just kind of like there. Just kidding. No, we're friends, but yeah, I'm more friends with Andrea. I like her better. Anyway, that was just you have friends like that, I'm sure. So, I am going to read an email from a guy that wants to go by Jeep Man. He says, okay, first of all, I just want to let you know I'm a huge fan. Well, thank you. I have been addicted to your podcast ever since you started. I haven't missed a show yet. I have so many questions, but I'll just limit them to a few so I don't overwhelm you. First, do you ever get tired of hearing your husband preach, especially since you hear him talk more than anyone else? What would you say or do if someone told you the world was flat? What would you say or do if you got stopped by airport security? Is there anything that just absolutely drives you crazy? How can we find your husband's podcast channel? Who wrote the book of Hebrews? Coffee or tea? What would you say if you found out that you'd only be able to talk for one more day and then lose your voice forever? All right, Jeep Man. So to answer some of your questions, first of all, no. I never, never get tired of hearing my husband preach. He's an outstanding pastor, and I love him. And what he says in the pulpit, I know is real in life, and I really respect that. And it's easy to listen to him preach. And he's maturing, and that is so neat to watch. And I'm very proud of him. And so, no, I don't. And I love talking to him. I call him several times while he's gone a day. And just, you know, I always want to know what he thinks about something before I do it. And he's my best friend. So, no, I never do. And then, let's see. If someone told me the world was flat, I would say no. It's not. It's like that's such a random thing. But literally, that's weird to me. Because why would they take all these telescope pictures of this round place if it was flat? Also, if it was flat, would we not fall off at some point somewhere? And there's been so many world travels, people flying across the world, and they've never seen an end. That's just weird. So, I would say no. That doesn't make sense. And they need to do the research because I don't know if there's a lot of books written on the world is flat that I would believe. But now, that's not to say that I don't know someone who doesn't think that. There's a man that lives in Barry, Alabama, which is where we live. He has a PhD, very smart man. And he actually really does believe that the world is flat. I don't know what he means by that, though, because he said dimensionally. Whatever. I didn't ask further, but I probably will one day. What would you do if you got stopped by airport security? Well, that has happened to me several occasions, but one really bad one in Denver airport. I got stopped, missed my flight. It was horrible. I got questioned. I got body searched. I got the whole enchilada. Everything that you hear horror stories of when someone gets stopped in an airport happened to me. And I'll just say, do what you're supposed to do when you get stopped by anyone, a police officer, anyone. Just cooperate. Try to stay calm. Don't lose your cool. And I lost my cool. I just meltdown. I bawled. I was shaking. I was like so nervous. And that really doesn't help the situation, you know. And so just cooperate. Stay calm. Have your identification on you. I had lost my purse during this ordeal. And I could not prove that I was an American citizen. And that was scary. Even though I speak perfectly good English, it was like, it was weird. I fit this identification of a woman. And she was not American, and she was actually, they were going to put her on a plane to go back somewhere, I guess, or something. I don't know the whole situation. I didn't get a lot of detail, but I was not that lady, and they thought I was. It was pretty horrible. So there's that. And then, is there anything that absolutely drives you crazy? Bugs. Bugs that drive me crazy. Bugs and fake people. I like real, funny, lively, totally full of personality people, even shy people can be totally full of personality, and I just love that. But right now, bugs, it's the main thing, because we live in Alabama, and there are bugs, big bugs, everywhere, and I'm not scared of them, but I don't like them, and they're, like, everywhere, and we left for camp meeting, we came back, 14 days gone out of home, we came back, and we had an ant problem, and there were little black ants, and at home, in Idaho, we have sugar ants, they don't do anything, they don't bite, they're just a nuisance, they're hard to get rid of, and they accumulate easily. Well, here, the little black ants, they sting, they hurt, and we have them in our house. And it's just like, oh boy, my little girl got ate up the other day by them. And she's little blisters all over her from these little ant bites. And I'm just like, I hate ants. They drive me crazy. So yes, there is that. It totally drives me crazy. You can find my husband's podcast channel. That was one of your questions. On Anchor or Breaker. And I'm trying to learn all these things. I know Spotify, and you just type in Roger Learns the Podcast, and that's where you will find him. He's just playing around with it, kind of like I am. This is my second time ever recording ever. So, he's kind of the same way, just learning. That's all we're doing. We're just learning and we're trying our best. So that's how you can find him. And when you do, subscribe and leave a nice review, please. He's learning, and this is such a hard thing. You don't even realize until you try it. Coffee or tea? I used to be a coffee freak. Pot a day. Not kidding. And I felt like the Lord kind of dealt with me about temperance and being careful. He didn't ever just say no coffee. So I don't think coffee is a sin or anything. But it was just like an addiction, you know? And I wasn't being careful with it. I was just constantly drinking. And when I'd go out, I drink seven or eight pots at home. And then I'd go out and buy a frappe or something. It was just crazy. It was just crazy. So now I drink unsweet tea. And I love it. And it's been actually kind of a boost to my metabolism, I feel like. And I love it. So unsweet green tea is my choice. What would I do if I found out I can only talk for one more day? Well, I'd stop recording podcasts, obviously. And I would definitely learn sign language. I have to be able to communicate. I do. I'm one of those people, if I couldn't communicate with my voice, I would have to be able to some way. And sign language has always been an interest to me. So that would be kind of neat. I would not want to lose my voice, though. Don't want to give anybody that, imply that to anybody. I would love to be able to talk for the rest of my life to people, because that is the way I learned how to conversate, and I love it. So there you go, Jeep Man. I hope I answered enough of your questions. And I am very glad that you chose to email me. I hope to get another email from you soon. And I have one more from Anonymous. It says, "Hey, Sam, I've been a Christian for almost 3 years now, so I have a hard time inviting people to church. Not because I'm embarrassed, but it seems awkward to randomly invite people to church. It seems the best way to get people to church is by first establishing a friendship. So here's the question. Where do I find these people, and how do you get a friendship established? I don't get out a lot. I can tend to be more of a homebody, and I want to get people to church, but I have really been struggling with how." Well, Anonymous, you have to get out of your comfort zone. I know that's not what you wanted to hear, but that's what you need to hear. I am a very social being, as you probably have already gathered from just this podcast, if not from the first. I invite people to church all the time. And to me, it is not awkward. And I make friends everywhere I go. I don't meet people that I don't like. It's just the facts. I really genuinely do find something I like about every person I've ever met. And I love people. I love old people. I love young people. I love kids. I love weird people, loud people, awkward people. I love people. I just do. And because of that love for people, it makes it so easy to invite people to church. And it's a lot of fun. And I love it. And a lot of times there are places, I'm going to tell you how to do this. You said, how to establish friendship. There are places you frequent where you are, you know people, okay? And you pretty well know that something about them by this point. You've lived wherever you've lived for however long. Now, if you just moved somewhere, it's a little bit harder. But if you go to the grocery store lot or a coffee shop or something and you see the same person every time and they go, "Hey, how are you?" Never, ever, 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 ever give a one-word answer. Always try to give them a good answer. You know, "Oh, good, but, you know, maybe this," or just share your human with them. You know what I mean? And befriend them. Don't give them a one-word answer. That's one way to start a friendship. And keep talking to that person. Keep going back to see them. And whenever you go in there, make a point to say hi to them. "How are you? How are your children?" Figure out some things about them. Ask them, you know, "Hey, are you married? Do you have any kids?" And by the way, inviting people to church is never awkward. People, the main need in human society for any person is acceptance. And the way to feel accepted is to be invited to do something. For people to feel, take an interest in you, that's acceptance. People love that. They may not seem it right at first, but your interest that you take in someone can make a huge difference, and they love it. So get out of your comfort zone and do not be ashamed of the gospel. A lot of people, a lot of Christians are like, "Oh man, that's so awkward. Why would I go invite them to church?" Because you're a Christian and you're obligated to get people to the Lord and to church. And why would you be embarrassed? I know you said you weren't embarrassed, but you say you think it's awkward to randomly invite someone. It's not. It's not awkward. I mean, I wouldn't just go up to someone you've never said one word to before and go, "Hey, I want you to come to church." But I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but door-to-door calling is like that. And people have gotten to church from door-to-door knocking. I don't know. I don't think it's awkward. If you know someone, you've seen them a lot, they're familiar with your face, you're familiar with their face, there's no shame in saying, "Hey, I go to this church and I was just wondering if you would like to join us for revival, for our Christmas program, for our VBS, for our church service. Our pastor's really cool. He has a lot of neat things to say, and I think you'll love our church. We're just a small group," or "We're a big group, and we love to have people come. We love new people. We want to expand our church, and we want you to be part of it. Come on, join us." I'm always inviting people to church, and I'll just be honest with you. There have been very few times where they've showed up. And it's hard, you know. And the devil will come in and he'll say, "Hey, you know, you're not doing your job. It's not working." He'll tempt you and to give up. Don't give up. Because I've called on people forever and they've never come to church. And then randomly they show up. And they loved it. And it's awesome. And my little girl is throwing a huge fit. So I need to get an announcement out while I'm still have time. And the announcement is, are you ready? I'm pausing to add dramatic effect to this. I am adding a co-host. I am so excited about this. I am adding a co-host because this is a conversational style podcast and you can't conversate with yourself. You could, but you look crazy. So I asked my friend Abby, who is amazing, and you will find out more about her later, to be my co-host, and we are going to make this podcast great. I was listening. The reason I decided to do this, I was listening to the podcast. I thought, man, this is missing something. It's just so empty, and I hate that, and so I wanted to fix it, and so I thought I'll record this one, and I told her on the next one, you're going to introduce yourself as my co-host, and we talked about it, and I took a lot of persuasion. She's nervous because she thinks that she will feel silly and she will laugh a lot. So bear with us as we learn to podcast, okay? Together now. And I'll say a lot more about her the next podcast when she is with me on air for you. And you're going to love her. I love her. And it's going to be great. And so this is going to be a two-person podcast now. So it's still What Would Sam Say? Because it's still about my opinion. But she's going to add her twist to it. And that's awesome. And she'll fill in the gaps where I'm like wondering, what should I say right here? I'm trying to think, you know, on the spot. And you can go, "Oh, a lot." And that's not good to say, "Oh, a lot." And people have told me that, and I'm working on it. And I hope that I've done better this podcast. But that is my news. I'm going to have a co-host. Also, I just want to give another special little shout out to my friends and for supporting me. And Jeep Man for emailing me. And I know special names are important. I just want to say thank you, Shannon. Andrea, Abby, and Dave for listening. And I think even Josiah, which is my friend Abby's husband, I think he even listens. So I'll say hi, Josiah. Thank you for listening. And keep listening and tell your friends about it. And email me at samsays25@yahoo.com. Your questions, your problems, and we will get through them. The very next podcast, you really want to listen in because we're going to talk about some hot topics. I got two emails, one about in-law problems and one about interracial marriage, and we are going to talk about those two things. So it's going to be interesting, and I'm going to love it every minute of it. So come back, listen, email samsays25@yahoo.com. I love y'all. See you next time.